Today's SWAPA number is 12. That's how many domiciles Southwest will have once we open Nashville in May of this year. So on today's show, we're going to talk with SRC Chair Scott Plyler and SRC member Dan O'Connor about what that means for our pilots and our network. Amy is out sick today, so joining me as host is the third member of the SRC 3, Megan Nealon.
Southwest 569, runway 15 right, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 15 right, Southwest 569.
I'm Megan Nealon.
And I'm Kurt Heidemann, and here's our interview with Scott and Dan. Scott, let's start with you and explain why Nashville and why now?
Well, one of the biggest reasons is Nashville has the most overnighting aircraft of any non-domicile right now. So that means that we have a lot of potential to have a crew base, you know, to support pairings. We also have a lot of pilots that live there, and it definitely goes to support the network. I know they've talked about the backbone of our network, and that includes Nashville is one of the ones that is not a crew base. And when you're looking at doing network recovery and just executing a schedule, you need to have crews and bodies in place in the middle of the network along that backbone. So since we have a lot of pilots that actually do live there, it's a desirable place to live. That seems to be a really good place to get started with another base.
And they also look at other things, or other departments also look at besides crew planning, such as network planning. And they even look at things like space at the airport. How much space is there to accommodate things like crew lounges, that sort of thing?
Okay, so we know that it's opening in May, right? But how big are they going to open it initially? And then what's that projection for how it's going to grow?
So actually, we just got an initial projection from crew planning. It looks like opening in May, they're going to be starting with approximately 200 FOs. And 225 captains, so about total about 425, which is actually just a little bit bigger than we had originally heard was planned. And then they expect to grow to about 680 pilots. Initially, they're going to do that by the end of the year, but it looks like they're going to speed that up a little bit, and it's going to grow to that number looking at about fall of 2024, so about 4 or 5 bid periods. Just to look at that, how it is relative to other bases that have opened, you know, it took Denver 3.5 years to grow to that size. And LA after 5 years, still it isn't as big as that. So it's going to happen pretty quickly.
And it's happening pretty quickly also because of the hiring plan got changed. So we still have new hires coming through the system, and they'll be hitting the vacancies all the way up and through July. So they're trying to do the growth a little bit faster. That way they can limit the number of displacements because we still have some positive growth of the pilot force coming in into the system.
Scott, that kind of brings up for pilots who haven't been here for a new base opening, explain what generally happens or how they try and man it. Will there be a lot of displacements? Where will the manning come from?
Crew planning really does try to limit the displacements. I know we've had some in the past with LA, but with Nashville, there's a lot more interest in pilots actually wanting to go there and wanting to actually be based in Nashville. That's been probably our biggest request that we get on SRC for several years now. So they're going to pull from multiple different bases, but they run a lot of vacancy tests just to see, oh, if we took 100 out of Baltimore and 100 out of Chicago and 50 out of Dallas and Houston, how would that affect, how would that vacancy run look? And then they tweak the numbers from there. So even with one of the projections we got today, it showed one displacement out of Baltimore, but they're going to continue tweaking that so they don't have any displacements by, you know, using the current vacancy bids when they finally do the final numbers. So not only is it important for you to have your vacancy bids up to date with what you actually want for the vacancy projection so everybody can really have a see what that is, it's also important for crew planning because they use your vacancy bids as they're planning to avoid displacements.
And Kurt, you were asking where does the manning come from? As you would expect, looking at the initial vacancy run, it looks like quite a bit from the East Coast, more than the West Coast. On the captain side, it looks like quite a few from Midway, Atlanta, and Baltimore. And the FO side, Midway, Houston, and Denver. And plenty has said that Midway and Houston will be the domiciles with the largest drawdowns.
So that creates a follow-on question. I know that you and me have talked about this offline, Dan, but what does that impact to seniority, not just for Nashville, but maybe also some of the domiciles that they're pulling from?
Yeah, this question comes up quite a bit, Megan. Those of us that have been here for a while know that when they open bases like Las Vegas and Denver, tends to pull more from the bottom of a seniority list. I know personally, I could tell you when they opened those, I lost 5 to 10% of seniority immediately. Looking at the numbers today, since Nashville does have so many pilots that already live there and are interested in moving there, it's really drawing from more of a even spread throughout the seniority spectrum and the different bases. Just looking at today myself, I actually gain a little bit of seniority if I stay in Chicago from the pilots leaving to go to Nashville. So it is good news that they are opening with more positions because it does look like it's pretty desirable.
And Dan, just for people that don't know, I think you're pretty much a mid-seniority captain. So just right about average, right in the middle. It's not doing too much to affect your seniority.
No, just looking at it this morning, actually, my seniority doesn't drop as much as I expected. Actually, if I go to Nashville, obviously these numbers will shift as more pilots go in and rearrange their vacancy bid. A little plug on that is obviously if more pilots go in and change these bids, we'll get more accurate projections and more accurate information than we could put out. And just a reminder that this vacancy bid for May closes March 21st, so just in a few weeks, which is actually just a little bit earlier in the month than it has been in the past. So we do ask that pilots go in and change that vacancy bid to give us a more accurate projection. And we also have a tool you can use. If you go onto the SWAPA.org website and under SRC tools, you can go there and look at the individual vacancy report, which will tell you how many pilots senior to you are trying to get into the different domiciles. Obviously, with Nashville, you'll get a good idea how many people senior to try to get in there.
So speaking of SRC tools, our team put out a vacancy projection in the past. What kind of information will be pilot facing, you know, leading into that award?
Crew Planning has agreed to go ahead and put out a bunch of what if vacancy projections leading up to this, more than normal. Usually we get one, maybe two. We're expecting to get one even before they open up the vacancy, and then probably two or three during the vacancy itself. As part of the new contract, Crew Planning is actually putting out just the entire vacancy award and seniority lists that are being projected, and those are on SWA Life. So you have to go down through all the menus on SWA Life, and you have to go My Work, Flight Ops, My Schedule, Vacancy, and then you'll eventually find the vacancy projection. So just make sure you understand that that's where it's at, and we don't actually put out anything on SWAPA.org any longer. I think everybody's going to like seeing the entire vacancy projection as opposed to the product that we put out just based on our handshake agreement to not put everything out, but don't go making specific plans. Don't go buy a house, changing jobs just because of what you see in the vacancy projection. Certainly wait until you actually are awarded it before you sign the dotted line on any big life decisions.
Megan, I appreciate that you're sitting in for Amy today and sitting in her seat, but you do a lot of the data run. So let me ask you this question real quick. What does the data show as far as the pilot presence in Nashville today? Can we already fill it with locals, or do we have a lot of people that will be moving in? What does that show us?
Yeah. So looking at the initial projection that the company's provided, we have a large population that already live in Nashville. And from this initial award, it looks like over 100 of those projected awards are already in that Nashville area, almost 300 that are within that 250-mile range, which is kind of a number that we're using in terms of like a local pilot. And again, that's just the initial award. And we've looked at demographics before, and I want to say there's closer to 400 that are within that Nashville area. So it's going to have a very healthy local market.
Dan and Scott, even with those guys living there, that doesn't mean they're all going to be based there. I mean, some guys do commute for quality of life or whatnot. Do we know what that looks like? Do we know what that seniority level is specifically? I know you mentioned it's available on the website, but anything to add there?
Yeah, Kurt, of course, we don't know exactly how many people are going to choose to move to Nashville, don't live there already, but obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into where a pilot wants to be domiciled. Maybe they don't want to deal with the weather up in Chicago, or maybe they are based in Atlanta, but they will actually maybe get some better seniority up in Nashville after they look at it. Until we see the amount of pilots, I guess, applying for paid moves to go into Nashville, it's hard to know exactly, but definitely Nashville it does have a pretty robust flight schedule. So depending where your seniority is in other places, it might be better for you to change domiciles in there, even if you don't plan on moving there.
So Dan, you made a comment about, you know, the robust flight schedule going into Nashville. What do we think this opening is going to do as far as the network goes, you know, like your pairing quality, line quality?
Well, we have gotten some initial runs, DPOS runs for pairings out of Nashville. We actually saw this happen with LA too. as they're growing it, we expect the average pairing length, in other words, more turns in 2 days, be prevalent, especially in the first few bid periods, like I said, as they're building it up. So expect shorter pairings initially, obviously. So that's an impact you're going to have in the planning phase. And obviously, there's going to be significant effects on the execution recovery phase, too. Having another domicile, especially centrally located in the country, with more reserves sitting there, more recovery options out of Nashville, it will certainly help the network when it's distressed.
That shorter pairings is not just specific to Nashville, but to all domiciles. We should see it come down a little bit as there's less pressure on, you know, the number of flights going in and out of all the domiciles. You have less pilots to man those, so you can get in and out of those domiciles easier. But specific to Nashville, we won't have as many pilots compared to the overnighting aircraft. So there's a lot more choices for DPAS to build more pairings, you know, because every pairing has to start and end in Nashville. So when you give it more options of flights that are terminating and originating, it can certainly make a lot of the shorter pairings in Nashville. And that translates across the entire system when you open up a base, and we see that pretty much every time.
So just as a thought experiment, if opening Nashville is beneficial to lowering average pairing length and making it more optimal, why wouldn't the company open up 5 bases or 10 bases? Is every base additive to the efficiency? And if so, then why wouldn't we open up all cities, basically?
Well, the SWAPA scheduling committee has been advocating for more domiciles, gosh, for at least the 2 decades that I've been around. It does help, you know, to have more pilots driving to work. We've seen the data that they tend to work an extra day. It's easier for you, obviously, to sit reserve, better quality of life. It's easier for everybody to commute if there's more choices of where you actually commute to. And it does help with the pairing mix that we can create more of the pairing, or the company create more of the pairings that pilots want, whether it's turns or 2 days, which it definitely does that. But you can also create more commutable opportunities if you have more places that start and end the pairings.
And just think of how many more recovery options there would have been for a storm like Elliott. When you have Denver and Chicago shut down, like Scott said, you don't have these pilots that are having to use the commuter policy or call in sick because they can't get to work. So just more domiciles helps the network overall.
So what keeps the company from opening them? Do you know? Have you spoken to them? What's their resistance?
Part of it is just the physical facilities. There was some concern they weren't actually going to be able to do that with Nashville, to be able to get them done in time. And then it costs money to open it up, whether it's the pilot or the, you know, in-flight, to have a physical facilities. And now that we're going to EFBs, and a lot of pilots don't actually even go to the pilot lounge anymore, there's a lot less requirement for that. And we've tried to negotiate that, hey, we don't really need all the physical facilities as much, but the company still feels that they have a need for that. And that does cost money to man and also have the physical space.
Didn't we hear in a meeting at one point how many millions of dollars it is to open a base? Do you remember what that was?
I don't remember the exact cost, but you know, you add up adding chief pilots and crew coordinators and the facilities, like Scott said, it's mostly a cost issue.
There is also the cost of paid moves to pay for pilots to move to the domicile as well. So that factors into it as well.
And then I would also say that with the requirements for domicile-specific pairing mixes, if you get too thin, then wouldn't that dilute the pairings to where they might have trouble giving that across too many different domiciles?
Well, like Scott said before, there'll be APL and pairing mix advantages by opening Nashville and opening more domiciles. Crew Planning's told us in the past that when a domicile's overmanned, it leads to more 4 days, more longer pairings, because they have to. To simplify this, they have to move the pilots out of the domicile and do flying from other stations because they don't have enough in their domicile, if that makes sense.
That's been a problem with Baltimore, right, for a long time?
Yes, that's why Baltimore, some of these bases, we're seeing a lot of 4 days. We get a lot of feedback on that. So opening these domiciles, like Scott referred to, will help across the system.
So we were talking about paid moves, and I believe there's language about newly established domiciles and then what that entails, like how long you have to qualify for a move. Could y'all just expand on what the provisions are?
When a domicile opens, you have 12 bid periods from the opening to be awarded a vacancy, in this case, Nashville, and then qualify for a paid move. You then have 24 months from that award to initiate your move. There are some other provisions which LA has actually just triggered, where if it grows more than 7% in one bid period or 15% over 3 bid periods, it triggers that newly established domicile language. We don't know for sure that's going to happen for Nashville. It could. Like I said, they're planning pretty aggressive growth in the first 4 months. So it could happen where in June or July, they trigger that language again and reestablishes that 12 months.
And just for those listeners that are just hearing this, when they triggered that, when did they trigger LA? And so paid moves are now available for LA. Is that true? And for how long?
From what I recall, they grew in February and March, which then established that 12 month. So it would be through February of next year, I believe, where you could potentially get a paid move.
To both LA or Nashville at this time. So
right.
Nice to have choices. Good. So Dan, if a pilot does get a paid move, since we're talking about it, what are some of the benefits that we've got in the new contract? Can you cover some of those?
We'll just hit on some of the highlights here. You can go into the leave section and the expenses section. It goes into a little more detail, but you do get travel benefits, travel days, moving leave. And if it's an approved paid move, then it'll be paid moving leave. There's a new provision now. You can get up to $1,200 if you sell your property where you're moving from and as a result of this paid move. And there's also a similar benefit if you have to break a lease. I believe it's still up to $1,200 if you need to break a lease. Paid move, you can move up to 25,000 pounds. Again, we won't get into the details, but it includes packing, unpacking, insurance, and even up to 60 days of storage. You also can receive up to 5 positive space tickets for either house hunting or as part of the move for every eligible family member.
All right, so we've already established that it's a pretty aggressive plan as far as the initial opening and then that growth plan. At what point do we think that we might see displacements, and what are the displacement provisions under the new contract?
We could see some displacements, maybe not into Nashville, but just as they're tweaking the other bases, you know, shrinking them down in order to fund the growth of Nashville, so to speak. And we might see those like later into the summer, right at the end of the growth of Nashville. If those happen, we actually have some much better provisions for displacements and reimbursements in the new contract. So you get 3 months of company reimbursements for hotel accommodations. That would be one night preparing on your bid line. But the big improvement there is that if you're actually being displaced and sitting reserve, you get a hotel room for every wrap, not reserve block, but every wrap on your original line. So if you're junior, you're probably the ones being displaced because you're junior. So you may be being displaced and sitting reserve as well. So that's a huge improvement there. And that's 3 months worth of expenses. You can also do 3 months worth of crash pad expenses as well. You know, you would also trigger a paid move if you actually do want to move to that domicile after you got displaced into it.
Scott, one thing to add real quick before we move on from those displacement rights, just a public service announcement for our listeners. A pilot gets either the temporary living expenses or a paid move. You don't get both. So if you're going to do one, don't do the other and lose the rights to the other. Just a little foot stomper there.
Actually, another foot stomper, if you do take the paid move, you also lose your domicile right of return rights.
That's fair too. So looking ahead, where do we think the next domicile will be and when?
There's definitely been talk of several other stations. This one came down to between Nashville and St. Louis, and they chose Nashville, obviously. St. Louis is also listed as one of the cities that are part of the backbone of the network that network planning refers to, and also for recovery. So St. Louis would be one of the ones high on the list for the next time. But there's also a couple others that do make sense, whether it's Austin or Sacramento or Tampa. Those are because, you know, pilots live there. There's a lot of overnighting aircraft. It just, some of that comes down to, you know, facilities, weather. You know, do you want to have two stations that could be impacted adversely by a hurricane? And then also, you know, some of the costs, you know, California opening up another domicile out in California might be problematic for that as well. So we highly suspect that it would probably be another Midwest domicile like St. Louis or possibly Kansas City, depending on what the growth of the network is over the next year or so.
So you don't think that by opening Nashville, that sort of excludes St. Louis because they're relatively close together? That wouldn't eliminate that as a possibility?
From our talks, I don't think it would eliminate the possibility simply because they do have a lot of space available there. The network can create some additional connectivity in St. Louis, pulling some of the network or the connections out of Chicago, which gets impacted really heavily. And then they could make the network connections like for passenger itineraries out of, you know, Nashville or St. Louis, and just makes a little more sense to kind of spread out. And that'll help mitigate some of the damage when, you know, you have a winter storm or something.
Do you think that as they open up the co-terminal up in O'Hare, that that will relieve some of that pressure on Midway and they won't need that Midwest base? Or do you think it's just another way of offloading some of that without impacting that choice?
Well, with the O'Hare or even DFW or Intercontinental down in Houston, those aren't very large. They wouldn't even open up as large. They're not big operations now. They don't anticipate them being a very large operation. So you don't have as much connectivity as you would have in some of these other cities that have a lot of originators and terminators.
I'd add a little to that also to what Scott said, Kurt, as far as, you know, Chicago, O'Hare, Intercontinental, DFW, those are really situations where Southwest maxed out their capacity at those stations like Midway and Hobby and Love. So that gives them more expandability into the same city. But they're not opening O'Hare or expanding O'Hare, making a co-terminal because of weather, obviously, because all those, if a city's going to be impacted, it's going to be impacted. It's so I don't think you can really tie those two together.
So just to close everything out, I know we said it's opening in May. Could y'all just give a quick recap of what the next steps are, any important dates, and then just any reminders in preparation of Nashville?
Okay, so again, Nashville will be opening for the May bid period. We'll get the final vacancy numbers on March 15th, and then it will close on March 21st. So if you haven't done it already, we suggest going into CWA or CrewView, go into bid input vacancy, and go ahead and put Nashville in your vacancy list and submit that. If you do want to move there and would like to apply for a paid move, the company has put out information on that. You can go into CWA and apply for a paid move, and the company will be putting out more information on moves shortly.
And don't think that just because it's a Nashville opening that only if you're interested in Nashville, you should update your vacancy bid. Certainly, they're going to be drawing down the numbers. There'll be negative vacancies in, you know, Chicago and Baltimore. But if more pilots leave there to go to Nashville, it opens up secondary positive vacancies. So you can still get into Chicago and Baltimore and other places, even if it shows a negative vacancy, if more pilots are moving out. So it's important that everybody, not just the folks interested in Nashville, but everybody update their vacancy bids so you have a more accurate idea of where you're going to wind up.
That's a great point. If you need more information on how to put in a vacancy bid or what a primary or secondary displacement is, plug for the scheduling handbook. All this information is in there. It's a great reference.
Thank you to Scott and Dan for coming on the podcast to talk to us about the opening of this new base and what it means for our pilots.
If you have any feedback for us at all, please drop us a line at com@swapa.org.
And finally, today's bonus number is 425. That's how many pilots are projected to be awarded Nashville at its opening. As Scott and Dan said, be sure to update your vacancy bid so everyone can have the best projection prior to that close.
Thank you, Southwest 1223, clear to land.